Everyone in the room is a representative of the world at large. Will you trust me with the child? That's wrong, because I'll dig him out and smelt him, make a lovely leather of him, and a mineable, deep, huddling gold liquid, drained out. And then someone mysterious, I don't mind, boy or girl, and find I know, I've made myself a recognizable woman, and I bred so. Belly and breasts shut out extraordinary from my ordinary frame, which does not change, and I am complimented on this, on my same sprouting forth, and the excrescence, lovely excrescence, snipped off to walk around inside a house, inside a school, ruled by me mightily in his rebellion and my efforts to free him. I'll wrap him up, insert myself inside of use, and forget inside the tube what I was mourning. I'm leaving you alone for a minute. Nope. Everyone in the room is a representative of the world at large. Hero, wait on the shore. It is not a hero who will approach the mirror of this appointment and glide her thighs and torso to it. That is me, staticking myself to the mirror, trying to see into my eye, where it grows dark and the cavern bones cold against the glass of entry. I, barely visible over there, deliver up some insight. For example, the eye speaks. I am a fly in the hole of a volcano. As the pupil dilates, the fly flies up toward the lens and obscures it. Because I am going to come out there and rummage through the world until I arrive at a spot I have not touched. I will be that beach's ocean. At large in unreflection, the eye goes to Sing Sing and books herself in. Where I can't see resemblances of my hair and hips and mind, I am abandoned among choice. Dear me, volcano, all I was ever going to be, and all they could see of me, you blotted out. My premise and my compromise in Wait a minute. I powered out your lens. The mesh is off. Yourself won't hold you here. But stay in Sing Sing, if it please your mind. Say something.
Like what?
Lie quiet. Sing Sing's walls reverberate correction.
Where are the walls?
Why are thralls? I think I saw, inside my eye, a dancing mote, escapery. I tried to fix it, in gaze in a glass, caught under that slide, it died. It's the second section of the poem. A reflection regarding the eye against the mirror. We voted from the back of one cave, and from the rear apartments of the other, eye to eye. The vote, effected in each kingdom. Do as you're told, don't as you're told. And made a figure, mirror-spined, walking around. The representative of all of local possibility. A crystal lung exhales are possible. Processes all the air. I won't look there. Everyone in the room is a representative of the world at large. It's for my son, who's in Worcester. Your servant and oppressor, son. I permit your blossoming along the sticks inserted in your brain. Socialize, intellectualize, capitalize. Socialization implies original sin. Play Ambrose Azarac, I'm mighty, and I'll direct him polite before he interferes. Dear other nations, your servant, USA Catherine Ann, I'll tidy up your house to look like mine. You're free now to be me. There's no analogy. Iraq's dictator was evil. Baby's not evil. But Iraq's dictator was naughty, and the baby wants things he should not have. There's my analogy. I have learned best. I'm free, right, and point a gun. A stupid pun can't end this section. A stupid cunt can. Bye.